going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. 8.5 hours from now, the start of the NFL draft. I'm excited. We're going to have a big show tonight. Live at the Link, will Hugh stay awake is the big question.
Yes, I will.
Not according to the poll.
I'm not winning that one.
I've been with you at 8, 9 o'clock
I'm
at night.
Some of these
I know
cakes.
What,
you just
fall
sugar,
asleep.
What's Hugh Douglas on coffee like?
You know, I haven't really drank. I mean, I drink coffee, but I haven't drank it in a while. We about to find out.
You know tonight. What it is? I think it's just him awake because he's so tired. He just goes back to normal. Meanwhile, Kyle and I on coffee. We're screaming and yelling and all that kind of stuff. All right, 215-592-9494. Is it still too early to hit the panic on the Phillies? I don't think so. I'm slamming that button after this series in New York. Unfortunately, the Mets are better right now, and I think by a significant margin. And then with the Eagles, do you need a defense player tonight? I say yes. Kyle and Hugh know they'd be willing to say offense. Or before we hit a couple things from some of our experts here, Hugh, and throw out a hypothetical, do you want to tell everyone what AI said about offense?
Oh, you want me to tell them? I was just going to let it go.
No, it's hanging out there now, so let me do this.
Let me pull this
Hugh
out
asked AI.
I said, is defense a luxury? He said, while the idea that defense wins championships is still relevant in the NFL, it's also true that building a strong defense can be more expensive and challenging than building a high-powered offense. Modern NFL strategies often prioritize offensive play and the development of high-quality quarterbacks, potentially leading to a perception that defense is becoming a luxury.
Perception, wow. Not quite reality.
Yeah, so. But it's still it's me and AI writing lifestyle. Yeah, so I suggest we start.
I have a theory.
Yeah, I think a little bit more.
Because what AI is taking things from, like, the internet, right? Like, if you were to just type in defense as a luxury on Google,
Hugh might come up. Yeah.
So what if AI is like, well, according to Hugh Douglas?
Well, no, I think this makes more sense, Kyle.
Scholar.
I mean, you're putting too much thought into it, Kyle. I think this is fine. I think the way AI did
also,
it was fine.
AI might be the worst
AI
thing.
AI's a coward.
Show.
It hedged in that.
Yeah, it did.
It said, while this, there's also that. Give me an answer. Yes or no?
Have a take, AI.
All right. I know some people that have takes. Ray Dittinger, he has takes. Can we hear Ray on what he expects tonight and what he thinks could happen with the Eagles?
And I think the Eagles, to me, could they go corner? Yeah, they could. I mean, they could go. Could they go safety? Sure, they could. I mean, linemen in this draft, especially, it all begins on the line. It really does. It begins on the defensive line. Hell, that's what won the Super Bowl for you. So, and you've had significant losses up there. And while there's probably a temptation when you look at this and you look at the quality of the defensive linemen in this draft, there's probably going to be some sentiment in the room tonight that are going to say, you know, listen, there are a lot of really good defensive linemen here. You know, we can, and with all the picks that we have, 20 over the next 2 years, I mean, we can wheel and deal and get some defensive linemen. We don't necessarily have to jump for them in the first round, which maybe takes you to another place. But to me, if you have really good ones, and there are really good ones in this draft, both interior and on the edge, then I think that's where it starts with the Eagles. I'd be very surprised if they came away tonight with anything other than a defensive lineman.
See, there's football guy right in the chair. Defensive lineman tonight. He does bring up an interesting kind of thought exercise for the Eagles, right? So if this is a really strong defensive line edge class, what he was saying there was there could be a thought of, let's get something else in the first round. And he didn't say what, but you could say corner, safety, tight end.
Whatever.
And then we get our defensive lineman round two and three because it's so deep. Or you just say, it's the best. This is what the strength of the draft is. Let's get one of the best ones in the first round.
Yeah, so he kind of hedges a little bit.
He did, but he did end with saying that he believes they'll go towards the line.
Yeah,
defense.
I mean, he did say that, yeah. But he was hedging, you know, because he started out with corner and everything, you know.
Well, he was giving you the full breadth of his take.
No, I get it, but it's, I mean, you know, since we've been playing some fantasy today, it was still a
little bit. Well, you could trust AI. I'll trust Ray Diddinger on the Eagles.
I mean, it was still a little bit. I mean, Ray Diddy, you know, as great as Ray Diddy is, he still was hedging a little bit.
You trust an AI or Ray?
I'm gonna go with AI on this one.
Over Ray Diddinger?
No, I'm just kidding.
Donald Douglas.
I love Ray Diddy, man. I see at the end of the day, you know, I can see them getting a defensive player. I mean, if in all honesty, I think that's the route they're gonna go because to your point, they did lose a lot. And if one of those guys, you know, you talk about Mike Green or who else? Nolan, what was his name?
Walter Nolan.
Walter Nolan. Yeah. If he's there, or in one of those guys, then yes, they will take that guy.
Yeah, I also wonder tonight, and we'll see if they think...
If they stand pat, stay.
Also, I actually, the more we go through this, I think the lineman is a bigger need for them than the edge. Because they lost...
Like the interior guy.
They lost Milton. They don't have much besides Ojomo up front. Like, they have Jalen Carter. They have Jordan Davis, who, by the way, could be a free agent after this year, right? They haven't picked up that fifth-year option yet. I mean, they do have edge bodies, right? They have Nolan Smith. They have Jalex Hunt. They brought in Ojulari. They brought in Uche. They still have Bryce Huff here for whatever the heck that's worth. They have five edge people, like, just ready to play a game tomorrow. I think the interior might be more of a need tonight. All right, can we also hear from Daniel Jeremiah on the Eagles and maybe what they do with some of these picks. Maybe a veteran is what ends up here with Howie making the trade.
With all these picks, like, I wouldn't be surprised to see Howie traded for a veteran. You know, use one of these picks and go see what's available on the veteran market. So you can address the defense a couple different ways. But I don't feel like, I mean, I imagine that right after he walks out of Howie's office, that Stout's probably right behind him going in there to say, you know, what he needs. So Vic wouldn't be the last one to lobby in that way.
All right, let me throw a hypothetical at you. Jeremiah's talking about trading picks for veterans. Would you trade the 32nd pick tonight, Hugh, for TJ Watt?
Still got to pay TJ Watt, right?
Well, of course.
That's an intriguing idea.
So the reason I bring it up is the Steelers have the 21st pick, but maybe they want a different player there and they want to get back in the first round to get quarterback. They could
You give them TJ, like you take TJ Watt and you still have to pay. TJ Watt's a hell of a player. I don't know if I'm willing to give up 32nd pick, though. That's the thing.
We also have to pay him as well.
Yeah, because I got a lot. And part of the draft, part of the intrigue of the draft is, you know, building a better defense. Just like AI said, that's cheaper. I'm not trying. I'm just saying. But just like AI said, you try. It's expensive to build a good defense.
Daryl Douglas
It's expensive. It is what it is.
We've lost you to AI.
No, I'm just saying. If it's a good point, then I'm gonna use it.
This is why Joe is scared of the robots taking over.
I know. Because then what's the point of you sitting there? They'll put a robot next to me.
I'm just saying. If it makes sense, then if the AI is saying it, don't, you know, we talk about, we trying to some financial restraints, you know, or constraints.
Joe just made a good point there.
What's that?
I mean, like, AI could be coming for job if you're not careful.
Man, I ain't worried about AI.
You keep quoting AI, then management's going to think, why would I pay you?
Because AI doesn't have the vision that I have. I was way ahead of this AI thing.
What are we paying for?
It can't happen. It can't happen.
Does she do anything for us?
Well, keep reading AI and see what happens.
I'm just giving you a warning, bud.
I'm just saying.
All right, so actually, I'm with you on this one. I wouldn't trade number 32 for Watt. Now, I'd love Watt here, and they could obviously use a pass rusher of that ilk.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
But Hugh, I'm with you that that's too rich for me to pay to have to pay him and give that pick.
Yeah,
now, if you could get him for a second or third round pick, that'd be more interesting to me. I wouldn't trade the 32nd pick tonight for T.J. Watt. What do you got?
The 32nd pick?
No, it's first round pick.
What are we talking, guys? It's barely a first round pick.
I love when we do this with semantics with draft picks. Well, actually,
I mean, it is
almost a second.
Well, but you heard Howie. He said there's not, you don't have 32 first round grades on players. Yeah, a lot of the talk is that this draft is deep enough in the defensive line to that there's sort of that drop off after the first one, two guys.
Yeah.
So that where the other guys could be viewed as second, third round guys. Like, you can fill out the rest of your roster with the rest of this draft. Like, a 32 for TJ Watt is one of the biggest no brainers that could ever come across Howie's table. Like, that feels like the most obvious move you can make. You could get an immediate impact player that can help you win the Super Bowl next season. He's one of the best pass rushers in football. And you're going to tell me 32 is too rich for your blood?
You got to pay him, though.
I don't care.
Pay him.
But he's TJ Watt.
But they care, obviously. I mean, they care. And then on top of it, you're taking away like a cheap potential star for four years.
But if they make the trade clear, they don't care.
Well, I know. But if you're willing to make the trade, you're giving up a chance to have a cheap potential star for 4 or 5 years, right? The first round pick.
Yeah, but cheap.
Potential is the key word. Because
I think cheap,
we don't
potential.
Know. No, potential is the bigger word for me because this is the draft, right? We've talked about this with Elliot when he came in here before. It's a 50-50 thing. They're either an impact player or they're not.
I agree, yeah.
TJ Watt is like a 95-5. He's an impact player.
Well, okay, so I agree with you. He's a 95-5 for next year, and then what does that go to in 2026?
I don't think he's going to fall off a cliff.
Well, maybe it goes to 80-20, and then by 27, it's 50-50. He's great.
That's still 80-20 for 2 years. You were telling me 95-5 and then 80-20 the next year, still better than 50-50.
But it's $40 million per year. I mean, he's not going to come cheap.
He's worth $40 million.
He has been. We'll see if he was into the future. All right, that's an interesting angle, though. And to Kyle's point, and what Howie said a few weeks ago, Hugh, about them not having 32 first-round grades, they're... Mm-hmm. I know we like to think of it as the Eagles have figured this out, but there is a chance tonight the board breaks the wrong way. Right? Let's pretend the Eagles have 6, 17 players that they think are first-round players. And they try to trade up because one of them falls to 25. They can't get up. You know, there is a shot tonight that they get on the board at 32 and they don't love their options. I mean,
they can move back.
Well, you can move back. Mm-hmm. Or maybe the idea for a veteran becomes more realistic at that point.
Say someone named Shedeur Sanders is there at 32.
And the Steelers
haven't taken their QB. 32 for TJ. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, I'd still a no, but I could see why it would become a thing. 215-592-9494. A lot to discuss here. The Phillies, is it still too early to hit that panic button? I don't think it is. With the Eagles, do you need defense tonight? And would you trade 32 for TJ Watt? Bam in Upper Darby is up. Hey, Bam.
Bam.
Bam. Once, twice. And Bam is sold.
He must have fell asleep.
He did.
It's about that nap time.
It's not nap time. It's 11:42 in the morning.
Some people it might be nap. Okay. They might have that.
And you think you're making it to midnight tonight?
No, you know, I was just sitting and I'm like, damn, I'm getting kind of sleepy now. Let me go get me some coffee.
There's 87% of people said no, Hugh Douglas will not make it to midnight.
I ain't thinking
tonight.
About none of those people. I'm going to make it.
Here's a question.
I might have to fall asleep at the Nova Care, though. I got to take a nap, man.
Do you think Rob Ellis would take it personally? Because you're going to be on from 6 to 8. Rob is hosting from 6 to 8, right? And then I'll be on 7. But 8 o'clock, the draft itself starts. Do you think Robbie E. would be offended if at some point between 6 and 8, you doze off so you can make it through the whole draft?
I don't think he would be.
I don't think he'd be happy. But.
No, he would adjust. He's a good adjuster.
He is. Yeah.
He is, but he'll probably understand. I think he'll be a little bit more understanding. But he would definitely be like, dude, what's going on?
Now I'm thinking about, like, 10 o'clock. We're on the 17th pick. We still got a while to go for the Eagles. I just got a feeling that maybe you won't be sleeping, but it'll be me and Ike and Elliot while you're
No, I'll be awake because I'm going to start drinking coffee now. I'm about to go get loaded up. I'm about to start right now.
All beamed up. All right.
That might be dangerous.
Yeah, it might be. That's a lot of coffee for a long time.
Hugh, we're talking about midnight tonight.
It's a long time.
Our first caller one day already took it all the way out of Hugh.
Nobody cares about player safety. Do we have
That's at 10 a.m.
I told you, man. It's the treadmill. Getting up doing the treadmill in the morning. That's what it is. It's the treadmill. Yes. You know how it is. But I'll be there. I'm going to be front. Because you know what's going to happen? The Eagles fans are going to be there, and I'm going to get juiced.
It's going to be a buzz.
It's going to be a buzz, and I'm not going to be able to go to sleep. So if I fall asleep, it ain't my fault. It's the fans' fault.
Oh, now we're past.
They weren't loud and
boisterous.
Hold on.
You got to stand in front of them tonight. You better not start blaming them for
beforehand. No, I'm blaming them now. If I fall asleep, it's your fault. Listen, as I look at the YouTube, if I fall asleep tonight, I'm going to be mad at you.
You people.
I'm going to be mad at you
okay.
people.
Okay. All right. Before we go any further, could you give everyone a second clue for Hughes?
We need
clues?
A second clue.
Well, we have a prize.
That first clue was awesome.
Well, hold on. Mm-hmm. There's like 255 players per draft. It wasn't that awesome of a clue. I mean, narrow it down at all.
Well, it did because now people are guessing in the draft class. It's only 1 year, 95. So it's not that it can't be that hard.
But there's 200 something potential guesses.
All right. Then this next guess will probably narrow down for you just a little bit more. Right. You ready?
Yeah.
He played with a WIP employee.
Oh, well, that's interesting. All right. So this player.
That narrows it down even more.
To just three people. You, Richie, and Ike.
That's it. Thank you. That you see, Kyle threw your ball in there. Because somebody
that should have gone without saying.
You're assuming that people.
What if you played high school ball with someone we don't know
about?
That's
what I'm saying. You're assuming that people get that. Because didn't somebody guess?
That's
Pasta
true.
Pasta last week?
Yeah, that was.
When I said Jasmine, was it Bomani? And I gave him the name of all
wasn't
the different
Basmati,
rices.
Wasn't it not Bomani? Bomani?
Yeah,
what's Bomani?
Bomani? Yeah, Bomani Jones.
Bomani's a person. That's a name.
Yeah. I mean, after.
But it was like, yeah, I gave him the name of the rice.
Well, after this clue.
It can be long or short.
Oh, no.
It can be thick or thin.
It can be white, brown, black, or even yellow.
Yeah. That should have gave it away right there.
Yeah, but you know what happened.
Somebody said, pasta.
You know what that reminds me of, Joe? You missed a good one from Hugh yesterday.
What did he do?
Me and Nick Foles are not the same size. Elliot set me up for that one. Because we were can we give context?
Nope. I think it has all the context it needs.
Me and Nick Foles are not the same size. We were talking about
Lululemon. Everyone gets it.
We were talking about Lululemons, man. And Elliot's asking me, am I going to get some Lululemon pants? And I'm like, hell no. I'm not getting no Lululemon pants. And he said, well, Nick Foles has a pair. We're not the same size.
Again,
me and Nick Foles are not the same size. Again,
the context is all you need right there. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. All right.
Context matters.
You got your second clue for Hughes Clues, Phil's in the draft. Kay in Cherry Hill. Hey, Kay.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for having me on a great show.
Thanks, Kay. What's up?
First of all, I just want to thank you. I expect you to remember me, Joe, but the other day was the first time I called in 3 years, and you remembered me, and I wasn't expecting that. I appreciate that, Hugh. As far as the fills, y'all ripped me for the gap year. Now, a couple days later, it's looking like that. Like I said, you guys got the power to push a narrative, and you guys got to push the narrative is keep spending. He did halfway good job. He just keep spending. Dombrowski, keep spending. All right, it's not the time to stop or slow down. But like I said the other day, this is the year we see what we got. Spend some more money. And then we'll push forward. So I definitely think it's time to hit that button. And that's just my thing for today. And I just want to try Hughes Clues.
Before you guess, I'm thinking back to your call the other day. While you may be right, and they may be viewing this as a gap year and doing a gap year, I can still be annoyed by it. Like, you know, and I think
I'm annoyed. I'm pissed. I mean, come on, we're there. We're almost there. You have to keep spending.
I know. And you know what? You go back to the offseason. Your theory is one that it caught my attention, too. Because when you only spend on Kepler and Romano, and they don't cost much, it felt like they didn't push forward enough this offseason. And now, unfortunately, it's catching up. We'll see where it goes from here. All right, Kay, what do you got for us for Hughes Clues?
All right. I'm going to go with a guy. I was away for 3 years working in this guy's hometown, which is a draft mate. Great guy. Got to meet him personally. I'm going to go with Joey Galloway.
Joey Galloway is a good guess. Okay, not it, but a good guess. Galloway was, I remember him as one of the speedsters at the wide receiver position.
Yeah, he went to Seattle Seahawks.
Yep.
I remember him for the year they came to town and beat the brakes off of us. That offense was like, they scored like 50 points or something crazy. The defense was smothering. That was the first time I met Jim Johnson.
Yeah, who'd they have? Michael Sinclair was on that defense?
Mike Sinclair. It was Sam Adams.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the corner? Sean Springs?
Sean Springs was there, yeah, because they came in the same draft class. Yeah. Yes.
Joey Galloway was a fun player. Oh, yes, let's go to Dave in Flowertown. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good morning, Dave.
I am a longtime listener, first-time caller.
Appreciate you.
Huge fan of the show. I love WIP, and I listen to all the shows, but yours is definitely my favorite. So
thank you. Thank you very much.
We appreciate you being part of it, Dave. What are you thinking today?
Well, I'm thinking about the Phillies. The only reason that I'm not panicking is because I thought they would stink before the season started. I know the calendar, you know, still says April, but, you know, I've written it off. I really have. I'm not thinking ahead to the trading deadline because they did nothing last year. They did nothing in the offseason, and I don't think there's any reason to believe they're going to do anything this year. In fact, I agree with something that one of the previous callers said, which was that they should be sellers at the trading deadline. I don't know if they will be, but they should be. I think, and I agree with the two players that he mentioned, which were Schwarber and Real Muto. And if you could get even one decent prospect for each of them, I think that would be a big win, because I don't see them signing either of them, back for next year. So,
I agree. And to the point of, you know, even if they wanted to re-sign them, they could still trade them. I mean, that happens once in a while where you have a tough year, you have a guy in his walk year, you trade them, and then if there's still a great relationship, like, you know, whichever one you want to say, Schwarber or Real Muto, like, it wouldn't behoove them from re-signing them in the offseason if they wanted to anyway. You could almost have your cake and eat it too if that's the way they wanted to go.
I love cake. That sounds great. now, Joe, I do have, you know, one bone to pick with you, which
okay.
is this. Today is Thursday. Mm-hmm. On Monday, which is a short 3 days ago, I heard you use the words Phillies and World Series in the same sentence. And I wanted to call on Monday, but I just didn't have the time to do it that day. And then, of course, everything that's happened over the last three games, you know, only goes to show even more that I think it's silly for anybody that really is a Phillies fan to delude themselves into thinking that they're going to be in the World Series this year. I don't see any chance. I actually think that they're not going to make the playoffs. I think they're going to finish with a losing record. I'm hopeful that both Thompson and Dombrowski will be out of here before next year.
So, I don't remember exactly what I said, but I'll say this. There's a range. I always think with teams, there's a range of outcomes. Like, you know, it's kind of easier in football to articulate it. Like a team, maybe their ceiling is 13 wins and the floor is 9 or whatever, right? We do that with the Eagles. Before the season, Dave, and I still think it's possible. Like, their range of outcomes was, to me, in the low 90s, make the playoffs and hopefully make a run to the World Series. And I said, you know, mid-80s was their floor. I have changed their floor, Dave. Like, I see a world where they're a 500 team, unfortunately. And that's a shame, considering all the money they've put in here. Dave, what's your guess for Hughes Clues? Let's get a guess.
Well, there's only one name that I could come up with from 1995, and I'm going to keep it local with the Eagles and say Mike Mamula.
Mike Mamula was
Mike
part
Mamula.
Of Hughes'
yes,
draft class. Not it, Dave, but a good guess.
Lit the combine up that day.
Mm-hmm.
Blew it up.
You ever think Mike got too... got a bad rap. He wasn't
yes,
a bad
he wasn't
NFL
a bad player.
Player.
It was, you know what it was? It was the time where he was on the cover, I think it was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, because he blew up the combine.
And he
blew it up.
He wasn't Warren Sapp. Like,
yeah.
That was the issue. He
yeah.
wasn't even, he wasn't you.
No, but you know what's funny? Because I remember that day vividly, because when Mike was at the combine, when he did his drills or whatever, he was in a different group than the one I was in. And all the buzz in the building was about his 40 time.
Yeah.
It was banana, because he ran like a 4.5 or something
wow.
like that. Yeah, he was moving. And everybody was like, oh, my gosh. And I think his vertical was pretty good, too. And Mike was a good player, man. It was just that, you know, if Mike played in this era, the pressure stat, the pressure rate.
Hurries
the pressure
and pressures,
rate, yeah.
yeah.
He would have been one of the highest paid defensive ends in the league.
Yeah, he gets talked about as an all-time bust, and he wasn't
was not a bust.
He wasn't very good, but it wasn't like compared to some real busts over the years, it wasn't
compared to some real busts.
Like Ryan Leaf level. He wasn't that.
Yeah.
He wasn't Jamarcus Russell.
He was also much more well known than the guy you're sitting next to when he was drafted. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know how that one went.
With the 16th choice in the first round, the New York Jets like defensive end from Central State of Ohio, Ewell Douglas. Well, let me tell you, they don't
next
know who he is.
Made by the New York Giants.
No.
They don't know who he is.
I love how Chris Berman reiterated. They don't know who he is. All right, 215-592-9494. You can get in the draft tonight. Do you need it to be a defensive player? Would you trade 32 for TJ Watt? Neither Hugh and I would do that. Kyle would. Your guess is for Hughes Clues. And, of course, the panic button on the Philly. Plus, we'll get to a couple insiders, X, what they expect to happen tonight. One of them, very interesting from Baldy, about maybe a potential blockbuster. That's the X Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make a heads-up play with player performance trends. That means whether you want to bet on a player to score 30 points or put up a triple-double, you could check out the latest stats and see who's hot without leaving the app. Plus, after the game tips off, you could even combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, playoff time is the perfect time to join. You can start with $250 of bonus bets. If your first $5 bet wins, visit FanDuel.com/GIGLI to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sports, because the official partner of 94 WIP.